It has a short fin near the middle of each side, just behind its head, and another pair of short fins between the head and the belly fin. It also has a large tail fin. Most fishes swim by moving their tails from side to side, but the plaice swims in a very funny way, by moving its whole body, and by a waving motion of its long fins. Some day you will perhaps go to an aquarium and see many kinds of fish in large tanks with glass sides. Then you will be pleased to see how the plaice swims. It is very hard to see the plaice as it lies on the sand or mud with its dark and spotted side upwards. This is just what the plaice likes. It does not want the big fishes to see it, because if they did, they would soon catch and eat it. When children are wading in the sea by the sandy beach, they sometimes tread on a plaice lying half buried in the sand. They get a great fright when they feel the fish moving away from under their feet. The plaice spawns or lays its thousands of little eggs in the seawater in the month of March. The fish is not good to eat then, but it soon improves and is at its best in the month of May. Plaice feed chiefly at night, when they swim about near the bottom of the shallow bays in which they live, devouring any shellfish or starfish that they may find. They have a large mouth and a number of small teeth. Have you ever eaten the plaice? Its flesh is not so good as that of a sole, being soft and watery. In large towns there are many fried fish shops, where the plaice is cut into slices and fried in dripping or oil. You can often tell by the smell of the burning fat when you are passing one of these shops.